getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Are you ready for action? Man, I don't know about you, but I got a stack of old-time records I got to play. Heck, I got two of them loaded up already. Get things rolling right away here on the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another show. Let's start it out here with the Steve Nagrabsky Orchestra. I think it's the only record I have by them. It's the Kazoo Polka.
Thing now just follow me. On your mark, set, now 1, 2, 3. And she's feeling kind of blue, reach into your pocket and pull out your small kazoo. Then you play this happy song and set her heart aglow. On your mark, breathe now, ready, set, go.
Obviously, that is the Kazoo Polka. That seems like a lot of kazoos all on one record there, too, huh? Steve Nagrabsky Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. Glad you're along with. Glad you made it to another week into another show. Man, we are now officially over halfway through August already. Man, oh, man, I'm starting to start our Christmas records already. What the heck is going on? All the advertising in my email and stuff is turning into ads for fall coats and back-to-school supplies. Man, I tell you what, I think we just get a little early on some of this. I don't know. Anyway, I got the Ampleres over here, and they're ready to roll with the Lucky Seven Polka.
Thank you.
They have it. Ampleur's Orchestra. That's the Lucky Seven Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I like to think that the show is heard around the world. It is. I mean, we're on 28 radio stations, but a lot of those radio stations stream it. And if somebody's streaming, that means pretty much anybody with an internet connection can be listening to that. So the potential is people are listening to the Zumpa Hour around the world every week. That's what I like to tell people because I think, I mean, it's true. There could be some guy listening in Poland or some guy listening in Slovenia. Some guy could be listening in Canada. I don't know. You'd be listening in Italy. I don't care. Any place you're listening. I'm good with it. All right. Now, kind of a scratchy record up next, but you know, that's authentic. Everything we play on the show every week is all phonograph records. I have Johnny Menko and the orchestra here. It's called the Dear Polka. And the song is fine and all, but I want to play it just because I want to present the name of the band as it's printed on the record label. It says Johnny Menko and his orchestra, Hartford's smartest polka band. It's what it says, right? It's in with the name of the band. It's Johnny Menko and his orchestra, Hartford's smartest polka band. So here they are with the Dear Polka. There you go. See, I like the scratches in that. See, I can leave them behind me. It makes me sound like I'm a scratchy record, huh? Anyway, Johnny Menko and the orchestra, Hartford's smartest polka band. We know it's true because it's printed right on the record, and they wouldn't lie on a record, right? Made in the USA. Anyway, there you have it right here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Brought to you in part by the folks at, of course, World of Accordions Museum. Yes, in Superior, Wisconsin. Depending who you talk to, there's like nearly 4,000 accordions on display in there. I mean, who's got time to look at them all? Because I'm one of those guys that would stand there looking at one for like 15 minutes analyzing stuff, you know, and I don't even know what I'm looking at, really. You know, I know like a regular accordion. I don't know any of the finer points. And anyway, check them out. Superior, Wisconsin. They're online, worldofaccordions.org. Besides just the museum and all the accordions and related musical stuff that they have on display in the museum, they have educational resources. And I don't mean like, you know, this is an accordion, isn't it cute? They have deep history. They have files and files full of stuff, catalogs, brochures, history, biographies, anything you need to know about a person, a player, an instrument, they've got just a vast amount of data available. And you would think, you know, oh, well, it's all in computers. No, it's in great big file cabinets. Check them out, all right? They got the Accordion Repair and Technician School. They have the beautiful concert hall. They have activities and things going on. Best thing to do, check them out online. They have a schedule there about any special events they have coming up. They got a bunch of photographs. You can see what the museum looks like without having to travel to Superior if you're not going to be in the area. Still a lot of good traveling time left this year. You know, it's hard to find a spot more beautiful than up the northern shore of Lake Superior, heading from Duluth Superior up Highway 61. When the leaves are changing in the fall, it'll blow your mind. Check it out. Your starting point could be the World of Accordions Museum. Superior, Wisconsin, worldofaccordions.com. All right. Here's the Ivan Cale Band at Old Time Polka number one. There you go. That's the Ivan Cale Band there. Old Time Polka number one here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I just realized that I was going to bring something into the studio with me today, and I didn't, but it's down in the car. I could go fetch it during one of these records. I'll be out of breath, but I could do it. I don't want to tip you off, because if I can't do it, I'm not going to do it. But it ties in with a pitch for the best batteries in the world. So there's a little teaser for you for something that's completely ridiculous, all right? Let's do what happens is every now and then I do hit records where I'm certain I'm not necessarily pronouncing the name correctly. And often that's because it like might be the only record I have by that performer. So I only play that record like every 3 years. So I never remember to look it up and it doesn't come around again. I think it's Jan Simon and the Musical Airs. Does that sound right? Because it's J-A-N, so it'll be Jan. And it's C-Y-M-A-N. Jan Simon? Sound right to you? The Musical Airs, I think I'm pretty sure on. Anyway, it's the Our Love Polka.
I miss you more and more each day. Now that you're gone, I feel so sad and blue. I can't believe that this is really true. Whatever happened to you?
There you go, Jan Simon and the musical airs, the Our Love Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, believe it or not. During that one song, all 2 minutes and 32 seconds of it, I made it downstairs back up again. And this is completely ridiculous, but I did this on two other radio shows today, and I thought, oh, I'm going to do this in three shows today because I'm silly. I was up in the attic looking for something yesterday. And while I was rummaging around in the attic, I found a bunch of Teletubby toys. I don't know if you know who the Teletubbies are. They're like weird stuffed toys. They were like plush characters in a TV show that was meant for babies. And they have TV sets in their stomachs and funny antennas on their head. And anyway, my two middle daughters were really into Teletubbies, like when they were in junior high school. And it was a show for like two-year-olds, but I don't know, it was some cult thing that the kids were doing back then. And this is like 25 years ago. And they had all these Teletubby toys, and I was in the attic, and I'm like, hey, the Teletubby toys are still up there. And I pick one of them up, and when you squeeze them, they say things. And I squeezed it, and it talked. And I'm like, wait a minute. There still has batteries in it. And those batteries have got to be 25 years old. That was back when they were in junior high. And, I mean, you know, they're grown-ups with kids and grandkids now, for Pete's sake. So I'm going, well, how can these batteries still possibly be good after 25 years? Plus, they've been in the attic where it's 150 degrees in the summer and 30 below in the winter. So I have... which I keep forgetting which Teletubby is which one. This one is Dipsy. That's who this is, Dipsy. And I thought I'd like let Dipsy say something on the show. So I'm just going to give him a little hug here, and he'll talk to us, and let's see if you can hear him or not. Here we go. Here we go. Now, see, we decided that he's saying bubblegum and then singing a little song is what we decided, but... I have no idea. Anyway, there. Now, Dipsy made it onto three radio shows. My work on Earth is done. I don't know. I did that on two other radio shows today, and I was like, I'm playing the Teletubbies on the Polka Show, darn it. So there, you got the joy of hearing Dipsy from the Teletubby land. The other, his friends are Po, Lala, and Tinky Winky. In case you're wondering, and when they eat, they always have tubby toast. All right, there we go. Let's move on. It's Eddie Zvasky and the band, and they're doing the Cha-Cha Polka.
Ever do the cha-cha polka? It's the latest modern dance. If you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take a girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha until you're black and blue. The cha-cha polka, it's the latest modern dance.
if you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take your girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha until you're black and blue.
Zavasky and the band there, the cha-cha polka. No, I have never done the cha-cha polka. Is that even possible? I mean, you know, that song was not a cha-cha beat by any means. I'd have to watch more Dancing with the Stars, I think, to figure that one out. Kenny Bass in the orchestra. I haven't had a Kenny Bass record for a while. I like Kenny Bass records. I like better when it's Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. But I'll settle for the regular old orchestra, too. It's probably all the same guys. They just changed the name. Anyway, it's One Potato, Two Potato, which makes me think of the production company for all those Hell's Kitchen TV shows, you know, with Gordon Ramsay. The production company at the end goes, One Potato, Two Potato, because that's the name of the production company. Anyway, this record was made long before that. There you go. See, I told you it's a good one. Kenny Bass and the orchestra. The One Potato, Two Potato Polka. That is potato without an E on the end, by the way. And you know, while I'm at it, that record is in the wrong kind of sleeve here. Hang on. We're going to do a little housekeeping here, a little organizational deal here. This record should be in a red sleeve, not a yellow sleeve. Let's fix that right away while we're here. There, I feel much better about it. You know what I mean? All right, now I got another one of those records. With a weird band. I got the Red Check Polka here, and it says it's by Gardy K. G-A-R-D-Y, Gardy and the letter K. Gardy K, and then it says, and the Kaufus Band. I'm betting the K stands for Kaufus. It's K-U-H-F-U-S-S. I should just have a show where all I do is play the people that I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it, and I'll just spell it all to you. We'll do a special show like that. Anyway, here's Gardy and the Red Check Polka. Thank you. There you go there, Gardy K and the Coffus Band. That's the Red Check Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We are one record away from our official waltz for the week, because we do at least one waltz record. In fact, I can tell you right now it's going to be the Isabella Waltz by the Deutschmeisters, because I'm putting it over here on the other turntable. But before we get to that, I don't know. This record doesn't come around often, and when it does, I can never decide which side I want to play. And it's ridiculous, and the record's kind of worn out anyway, but it is one of those records that breaks up an otherwise normal show. I had the Powder Puffs Orchestra, which, as you can imagine, is an all-girl polka band. And that's not that unusual. I mean, there are others. Who's that duo? Stephanie and what's her name? I can't think of her name. I'm sorry. Now I feel bad. There's Renata and Girls, 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 of course. So anyway, these are the Powder Puffs Orchestra. Are you ready for the Rooster Polka? And then we're going to do a waltz. But first, you got to dance around like a rooster. There you go, Powder Puffs Orchestra there. Obviously the Rooster Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I have a waltz just moments away. So dancers, if you need to get ready, you know, scooch a little furniture out of the way or talk your significant other into joining you for a little waltz around the living room or the kitchen this morning or whenever you listen to the show, this evening, this afternoon, whenever it is, That's your opportunity. I'm going to play something for you. And I got to see if I know how to do this now. I don't normally have to play something that comes out of the computer. But I am kind of a... I'm not really a YouTube addict. I don't like watch it a lot. But sometimes I do. I'll look for one specific thing. And I had accordions on my mind this week. Long story, I'm working on producing a song in which I need to do a little tiny bit of accordion playing, which requires pulling Mom's old accordion out of the closet. And I just need to do a few nice little chords. It's nothing that involves great talent, let me tell you that. Anyway, so sometimes I get on the internet and I look up stuff about an accordion, and I stumbled on this video on the YouTube, and I love this guy. I've never seen him before, and I just saw him for one time. And the name of the thing on YouTube is I bought the cheapest accordion or the cheapest accordion on Marketplace. Bargain or dot, dot, dot. I love this guy. His YouTube channel, I'm trying to figure this out, is called Accordion Love. And his name is Moshe Zuchter, I believe is how you say that. And all his videos are about accordions. And obviously, I don't know, you know, anything technical about accordions, but he goes to buy a used accordion off of Facebook Marketplace or whatever. And I just want to play a little clip of him. He's sitting out this big ivory and pearl colored Hohner harmonica. And I'm just going to try this, see if you can hear it or not. Here we go.
The accordion came in a case, as you saw. I opened the case and I took a big whiff, a big smell. I got my nose in there and it smelled okay. It smells like an old accordion, and that's okay. I also took a look at these little metal little staples, little brackets that are keeping the bellows together, and they seemed okay. They didn't seem to be falling off. Also, these bellows are holding air really, really well. They're holding air better than my Camillo accordion. Right? If it was leaking, it would mean that there was a leak somewhere. But these are really...
See? That's educational. That's what that is. I love this guy. He's so clear and so good, and I can watch all his accordion videos forever. He's got a bunch of them. So accordion fans, and I would imagine there are several of you, look up Accordion Love on YouTube, and you'll find Moshe, I think, is how you say his name. All right, see, that was enough stalling now, so all the dancers are ready for a waltz. And I already told you, I had the Deutschmeisters ready to do the Isabella Waltz. I'm going to even tell you what up. Then I got the Harmony Bells Orchestra doing the Beer Barrel Polka, which is not very long. And I'm hoping it gives me enough time to switch over my waltz turntable into my 78 turntable. I'm out of table space. I got a Teletubby in my way. That's why. Because I haven't even picked out the 78 of the week yet. So I'm going to try to do a lot of stuff in the span of very little time. So dancers, here you go. Here are the Deutschmeisters and the Isabella Waltz.
Yeah.
There you have it there, dancers. The pressure's off now. Deutschmeister's there, and the Isabella Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hey, glad you're hanging out with the show again this week. This happens every week about this same time, wherever you happen to be listening today, whether it's a radio show or web stream or podcast or a download or, streaming or smart speakers. Or there's so many ways you can listen to stuff these days. You want to get in touch with Zumpa Hour World Headquarters, do you, huh? Very easy. Yeah, by phone, you can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Again, that's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can head for the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you get in a request or a dedication or whatever you might want to do. Try to plan ahead. Don't be leaving me a message that says, you know, it's Hank's birthday on Tuesday. Can you play a song? Because I can't do it that fast, all right? But plan ahead, and I'll see what I can do for you. Isn't that right, Dipsy? Uh-huh. See, Dipsy agrees. I'm just getting the Teletubby on the air again. All right, now we played, I got so many records going on at one time. Oh, okay. We played our waltz. I got that. We got to do a 78 of the week. I promised you the Harmony Bells could do the Beer Barrel Polka here, and it's a quick one. I picked out our 78 of the week. We played the Rooster Polka, so I have the obvious follow-up record coming up as our 78 of the week right after this from the Harmony Bells. Harmony Bells Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And your old-time oldie show marches on. That's one of those records on the Dana label. They made a million records. And they started back in the Shellac record days, back in the 78 days. And you look at some of their records, like I played this off of a 45. And you notice it says on the record, copyright 1946. 45s didn't even exist in 1946. But what it is it was originally released on a 78. And a bunch of their 78s, they reissued then onto 45s, and think about that, because you didn't have recording tape then either. So to make that 45 of this song that was originally released on a 78, they had to work from a clean copy of an original 78, because the odds that they still had the lacquer master, or the original recording, Zero. There's no way. They couldn't possibly, because the lacquer would have been destroyed making the stampers to make the 78, so they had to find a clean 78 to press that 45. That is a lot of geeky stuff that you don't care about. All you care about is that we're going to play a shellac record now. See how I tied that together? That was a complete accident, by the way. But every week we play at least 178 on the show. Every now and then I go crazy and I slip in a couple of them. Got one, though, this week. Got a Six Fat Dutchman 78, nice shiny one from the RCA Victor people. I love it, the look of a shiny 78 on the turntable. They look fabulous, way better than vinyl records. Anyway, we played the Rooster Polka earlier by the Powder Puffs Orchestra, and it seemed only logical because I grabbed a handful of 78s to pick one out, and darn it anyway, the Chicken Polka from the Six Fat Dutchman is in there. Unfortunately, they don't make any chicken sounds like the girls made rooster sounds in their record, but nonetheless, it's the Chicken Polka. Here's our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78, you know. Here's the Six Fat Dutchman. There you go, Six Fat Dutchman. There's our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78. They kind of were doing chicken sounds a little bit with their playing. That's the Chicken Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Time is flying by. Speaking of time, by the way, I was talking to a Dipsy, the Teletubby, earlier, and I was telling you how it had been in the attic for 25 years, and I picked it up after finding it this week looking for something else, and it worked. And I was like, man, those batteries are still good after 25 years. In case you're wondering, they are EverReady super heavy-duty batteries is what they're called. They're not even alkalines, and they weren't even leaking, and it still worked. All right, I don't think it's playing as loud as they do when they're brand new, but for 25-year-old batteries that didn't leak after heating up in an attic at 150 degrees in the summer and 30 below in the winter, that's some pretty impressive batteries, and of course, they even make that kind anymore. So anyway, I got Frank Yankovic and the Yanks coming up here in about a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I told you I had Frank Yankovic coming up next, and hey, I wouldn't kid you, here's the Carol Ann Polka. And there you have it, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, of course, there, the Carol Ann Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Time is flying by here. I'm telling you what, I don't even know how many. Man, I might be down to only one more record left. Let's see, maybe we're going to go out on an Eddie Skeets record. What do you think? Little Eddie Skeets, why not? Here's the Mexican Polka. Oh, And there you go, Eddie Skeets and the band there. That is called the Mexican Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall is hinting to me that, yeah, you could sneak in another one, but you'd probably go away long. So we're gonna wrap this sucker up for this week. But I'm already stacking up records for next week, so I wouldn't get too concerned about the situation, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, we'll catch you next week. I feel like I have so many more records to play.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.